Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. It was the most tragic thing to see one of the English lasses, an ex-Hartnell mannequin, kill herself through her desire to keep her figure. We tried in vain to point out to her that the diet she was on would not only keep her slim, but make her thin as a lath. But she wouldn't listen, and she died. I was in hospital at the same time. In fact, I was lying next to her, and did my best to try and make her eat. But it was no good. She had a kink about keeping her figure, and that was that. As soon as I was able to stagger around again, I was sent back to the camp. I was given a royal welcome, and after a day or two of what we call convalescing, I got back into the routine again. One morning, I woke up with a feeling that I should remember something. I lay on the tiles, trying to recall what it was. There seemed to be an unnatural quiet in the house. I opened my eyes and rolled over to see where everybody had got to, and the quiet was shattered.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeff. Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Many happy returns, Jeff. Happy
bigger birthday, and better birthdays. I hope you won't be spending the next one here.
Well, that's right, Ioli. Cheer her up.
Oh, aren't you all wonderful to have remembered.
Close your eyes and hold out your hands.
All right.
But keep your eyes closed. Don't cheat.
There. Open your eyes.
Well, whatever is it?
Well, now, don't tell me your education has been so neglected that you don't recognize a picture when you see it.
Oh, Jeff, you've got it upside down.
Oh.
This way, see? It's an oil painting of a paddy field.
As if we didn't have enough rice around us without having pictures of how the stuff grows.
Well, I think it's lovely, Ioli. Thank you very much.
We still want to know where Ioli found it, but she won't tell.
Well, certainly not, Jenny. Once you let the secret out about works of art like this, before you know where you are, they're all snapped up.
I think you should have cleaned the cobwebs off it before you gave it to
her. Oh, no, Mitz. The cobwebs make it an antique.
Oh, I see.
I have a small present here for you, Sister Jeffrey. There you are.
Well, Sister Greer, how kind you are. What exactly is it?
It's wrapping, as you can see, is a handkerchief.
Oh, red Georgette handkerchief. Now, that is what I call class.
You will notice the size. 3 inches square. That's to ensure daintiness.
Well, I think it's beautiful. Oh, and look, wrapped up in it is a tiny curled cucumber.
Is she awake yet?
Yes, Woody. And sitting up receiving a gift.
Oh, happy birthday, Jeff. I brought you these.
Flowers? Oh, Woody, where on earth did you get the flowers?
Well, I found something that might be very useful to us.
Mm-hmm. Just in the jungle alongside us, there's a cemetery.
Oh, you all know that old thing. What's so useful about that?
I found a way through to it and got the flowers. Well, if any Chinese use the cemetery, you know their custom of leaving food so the spirit of the dead will not go hungry or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think a good Chinese spirit would mind sharing the offerings with us.
It's a bit gruesome, but
Well, the way the food situation is, I suppose it's any port in a storm.
What a nice, cheery subject for Jeff's birthday. Now, listen, Jeff, you're not to do anything today. Just loll about and enjoy yourself.
Oh, that's right. It's your day off.
You just take it easy, Jeff. It's as hot as Hades, so just relax.
The kids made me sit in the coolest spot and wouldn't let me do a hand's turn of the day's chores. In the afternoon, they gave me a surprise party. And what a surprise it was. We had progressive bridge. For weeks we'd been making extra packs of cards from photos out of the Dutch album. And really, the court cards were getting to be quite beautiful. The prize for the progressive bridge was a little man made out of rice. He was perfect. Our cooks that day made him, Jenny Greer and Beryl Woodbridge. And then came a wonderful afternoon tea. The two girls had made everything from rice, but they'd made it so exciting.
Well, what a spread. Oh, where did you get all the plates and dishes?
Oh, we borrowed them from our Dutch friends.
We made the doilies from old picture books.
Oh, girls, it looks so pretty. Oh,
well, look, Jeff. Each plate has a little card on it.
Oh, what's that for?
To tell you what you're eating.
Well, let's see. Now, what's this one? Parachute drop scones. And this is ack-ack pups.
Hello, them here. They're a palimban pastry.
Oh, wonderful.
And post-Singapore sandwiches.
You're all mad.
And here are some pre-freedom sandwiches.
Now, all tuck in while Jenny and I bring in the pièce de résistance.
But you couldn't have anything more.
Just you wait and see. These parachute drop scones are marvelous.
It just goes to show what you can do with boiled rice when you try.
Make way! Clear some space. Here it comes.
Oh, what is it? I don't know about this bit. Well, come on, Woody. I can't wait to see what it is you've got.
With our very best wishes, Jeff, for your birthday.
A cake. A beautiful birthday cake.
Oh, have you ever seen anything so lovely? Oh, just look at it.
All the little flowers around it and... They can't be strawberries. Are they?
Oh, dear. Strawberries.
Some sort of wild fruit from the jungle. I don't know that we ought to eat it, but it does look pretty, doesn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
But you haven't had a proper look at the top of it, Jeff.
Oh, what's this written on it? Australia and a happy birthday. Oh, kids, however did you do it?
We cut the letters out of coloured paper, and now you've got to cut the cake. Oh, Jenny, where's the knife we borrowed?
Oh, here. Now, Jeff, don't forget to wish.
Right. You have to cut it in very thin slices. Everybody's got to have a piece.
What's the matter, Jeff? Your hand's shaking.
Oh, shut up, Ioli.
Now. Can't make it cut. What's the matter? What are you laughing at?
Pick it up, Jeff, and look underneath it.
What?
Go on.
Pick it up. Why, it's only an upturned cake tin and quite empty.
Oh, you dreadful frauds. It was the best we could do, and, well, at least it looked pretty.
Never mind, Jeff. Have a post-Singapore sandwich.
Well, thank you.
And, Jeff, remember, whatever else may be phony, you've got a fine antique oil painting.
And I've just thought of a wonderful use for that picture.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make an excellent tray for us to dry our rice on.
Well, you ungrateful wretch. No appreciation of the arts, that's your trouble.
Come on, kids, eat up. This is the only meal we'll have today.
Those kids made what might have been a dreary sort of day into a lot of fun. It was amazing to watch everyone sitting around eating with their extraordinary implements. There were old Chinese tin spoons about 3 inches long, teaspoons and coffee spoons. Tasmanian Shirley Garden managed with a long-handled mustard spoon. She was the only one who knew how to shape her mouth to navigate the food in. Another lass ate with a shoehorn and did quite well. She said she was used to it now. Towards the end of May, the Japanese camp commandant, Mr. Ask What You Like You Won't Get It Miyake, came into the camp with a large bundle of papers looking very important.
Mrs. Brookhouse told me that Mr. Ask What You Like is coming into the camp today.
Oh, that must be why everybody's running around like mad.
You know, he's quite a handsome fella. Well, for a Jap, that is.
He looks a bit better because he wears his hair as our men do.
Oh, and his dashing moustache. You know, somebody was saying, I forget who, that he speaks quite good English. He lived in Singapore before the war.
Mm. I love the way when he comes in, he smiles and asks if we want anything. And whatever we ask for never comes to life.
Yeah. I wonder why they waste their time asking us these things and making promises they don't intend to keep. Much easier if they just said...
Hey, who on earth is coming over to the house?
Well, it looks like a bride.
It's James.
Not Sister James.
No, no, Maudie James, the English girl.
Oh, my dear, she's in proper bridal gown, complete with flowing veil.
Maudie, what are you at?
I'm Queen of the May.
Isn't she a fool? That is a real bridal frock.
Well, her footwear rather gives her away. Ankles bandaged. And look at those awful-looking sandals.
Oh, I like the bouquet. It's a bunch of spinach, isn't it?
My goodness. That veil is the very thing for a mosquito net. Come on, kids.
Maudie, dear, you don't need that veil.
Don't be silly. Of course I do. Every bride needs a veil.
Well, you're one bride that's going to do without it.
Now, come on.
What are you doing? Let go!
Not on your life!
Stop it! It doesn't belong to me. I'd only borrowed it for a gag. Oh, no! I've got to return it to the owner. Oh, you monsters! I hope the mosquitoes fly away.
How dratted she got away.
Oh, but here's her bouquet.
Oh, well, that's better than nothing. We'll put it in the stew.
With all the excitement over trying to get Maudie's veil for a mosquito net, we quite forgot about Mr. Ask What You Like and You Won't Get It Miyake. And it wasn't until Dr. McDowell came to see us and distributed forms for us to fill in that we remembered his visit. Each one of you have to fill in one of these forms.
Only the Australians, Doctor, or the whole camp?
The whole camp, Sister Harper. It's the same old thing. Information wanted about you. Name, age, birthplace, mother's and father's names, place of living.
As if they didn't know.
Latest occupation, wife's nationality.
What do we say to that one?
Cash, valuables, and other property.
Well, there's not much we can answer to that.
Well, do your best with them, and I'll collect them sometime tomorrow.
Well, we'll have to borrow the pen again.
Hey, do you know what I think? Huh? I think they want all this information for exchange purpose.
Oh, wouldn't that be super?
I'll go and borrow the pen quick. The very thought of getting out of here makes me feel like a new person.
So we all sat down, taking turns with the one and only pen, and filled the forms in. But as we are still here now, we are wondering what it was all about. I don't suppose we'll ever know. Saturday night, the sisters living next door gave community singing concerts for all and sundry to air their lungs. How we all looked forward to Saturday nights. As time went by, they improved and variety items were added to the program. The English and Dutch people entered into the fun and games, so we had English folk songs and Dutch folk dances and sometimes very funny sketches. The last item of the evening was usually a bit of a shambles. The Australians would take over and present skits on camp life. We've done the Melbourne Cup, complete with horses, jockeys, and the radio announcer. When we decided to stage a potted version of the Mikado, which we called the Mikado of Titipu, excitement was at fever pitch as the great night drew near. All day long you could hear the girls rehearsing as they washed floors, scraped drains, or sat sorting rice.
In a house in Sumatra, an army nurse sat, singing gum tips, dear gum tips, sweet gum tips. And they said to her sister, you'll never grow fat, singing gum tips, dear gum tips, sweet gum tips. Is it japs or the rice or the drains or the heat that makes you sit singing your sorrowful bleat? Her answer, dear listeners, I cannot repeat. Oh, gum tips, dear gum tips, sweet gum tips. In a house in Sumatra, an army nurse set.
Ioli!
What is it, Jeff?
Oh, hurry up, we're waiting for you to rehearse.
Oh, hang on, I've nearly finished the drain. Oh, there, that'll do.
You know, if the Nips ever hear the words of this little opera, it'll be too bad for us.
I know. It's awfully difficult to be a prima donna when you're just about to take a high note. You have to look as if you're yawning because there's a Jap coming.
You can say,
hey, listen.
It should have been melted for glue. Tra-la, without any helping from you. Tra-la, it is able to dance you a jig.
It is able to dance you a jig.
And that's what we think is the horrible sting.
It's the pork and the greens and the rotting old beans.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, the pork that we get in the stew. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la.
Blanche, what are you at?
I'm composing.
You're doing what?
Composing.
Oh, blow it, it won't go right. We want another song, and I said I'd try to write it, but I can't remember enough of it.
Which one is it?
Three Little Maids.
Oh, let's see, how far have you got?
I'll show you. Uh-huh. Look, you sing every second line.
Oh, okay.
Now, here we go.
Three little Aussie nurses, we
come from a land that's white and free.
Our little bit is old Sydney.
Three little nurses, we.
One little nurse said, oh, yum, yum.
What I'd give for a hot cross bun.
The other little nurse said, oh, conker.
One piece of pork won't fill my tum.
But that's all they get for the total sum.
Of 32 nurses, we.
Of 32 nurses, we.
32. Two nurses all unwary came from a ladies' seminary just for to nurse the military. 32 nurses we, 32 nurses we.
Second verse.
Oh, it's wonderful, Blanche. You must finish it. I'll leave you to the muse.
Hey, where is everyone?
Oh, they're out in the kitchen.
Shh, shh, shh. Oh, what's the matter?
Is someone sick?
Blanche is communing with the muse.
Oh, is it contagious?
Don't be an ass, Shorty.
She's writing a song.
Well, why didn't you say so? I thought you meant there was something wrong with her.
We'll go away and leave it to it. At last the great night arrived, and dressed in goodness knows what kinds of bits and pieces we scrounged from all over the camp, we presented selections from the Mikado of Titipu, revised by the Palembang poets. It went with a bang from the very beginning. Everyone worked hard, and I know that I was as nervous as a cat.
If you want to know who we are,
yeah, yeah.
We are prisoners of Japan.
Nya, 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 nya.
On covert as we sleep.
Nya, 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 nya.
But it's better than Lavender Street.
Nya, 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 you're telling me.
Our figures are lean and quaint, but we're pure as any saint.
You're wrong if you think we ain't.
We are.
You think we all like the sting?
Nya, 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 nya.
Of the Japanese bayonet?
Nya, 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 nya.
You don't understand these things?
Nya, 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 nya.
But it's simply no use to fret.
Nya, 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 you're telling us.
Perhaps you suppose this throng of Japs would like this song.
If that's your idea, you're wrong.
Strong. Finish.
They would.
We were very lucky that the Japs didn't take enough interest to find out what we were singing about. It makes my hair curl to think what might have happened to us if they had. We were a bit worried when one very small Jap guard kept following us about whenever any one of us started to sing. One day, he stopped Ioli and said to her,
Oh, sorry. Kamo aja sayaka nyani.
What was he gabbling about?
He said you'd teach me to sing.
Kamu among English?
Tira English.
He doesn't speak any English.
Well, unless you know any songs in Malay, we can't help him.
Oh, yes, we can. Kamu ma sama blaja English nyani?
Ya, English nyani.
Oh, you are, Jeff. He wants to learn an English song.
Well, you're not going to try and teach him one, are you?
Well, of course. We'll start right now.
And I'll leave you to it. I don't think I could stand the strain.
Righto, Jeff. See you later. The tongue, Kamari?
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff. What's news?
Oh, nothing. Oh, yes. Ioli's going to teach one of the guards to sing a song.
What in Pete's name for?
Well, he asked her to.
What's she going to teach him?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't speak any English, so I don't suppose it'll matter much.
Well, she's got more patience than I have. Oh, let's go in and play some bridge, eh?
Not, my dear, if Clancy is playing. She nearly drives me crazy with her Clancy convention.
Oh, don't worry. We'll soon put a stop to that one. I don't know what we'd have done without playing bridge. It certainly helps the weeks to go by more quickly.
We forgot all about Ioli and the funny little Jap guard until one day, a couple of weeks later.
Kids! Jeff! Shorty! Quick, come outside!
What's happened? Place on fire?
Oh, figure. Blanche, I was just having a nap.
You've got to come outside. It's the most priceless thing I've ever heard.
Oh, look, I'm too hot to go anywhere.
Oh, what is it? What's going on?
I can't tell you. You'll have to come out and hear for yourselves.
Oh, all right.
It better be good.
It is good. Wait till you hear. Oh, it's this way, round the side of the house. Now, listen.
And England shall be free. If England means as much to you as England means to me.
My.
Always be
someone singing.
England.
He's coming over.
And England shall be free. If England means as much to you as England means to
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
Where's Jeff Soldier singing that? Oh, how on earth did he learn it?
He's the one that wanted to learn an English song, and I only taught him that.
Oh, you know, girls, when we get out of this, I think we should recommend Ioli for a special decoration.
Hey, come here. Kamu datang kamari.
Apa kamu mau?
Sing your song to us. Nyanyi. English nyanyi.
Yeah, nyanyi. There always be an England. An England shall be free. If England means as much to you as England means to me.
Come on, girls.
Australia's sun, let us rejoice, for we are young and free. We've golden soil and wealth for toil, our home is girt by sea. Our land abounds in nature's gift of beauty rich and rare. In history's page, let every
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend and produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Productions.